This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa minhum man yaqulu rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us life in this material world. In this material world, in this world in which you and I are living in, there are two aspects of it. There is no doubt from the Quran and Hadith that there is negative aspects with regard to this dunya. It leads us to many evils. Allah in the Quran calls this dunya, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَحُ. Verily, this material world is amusement and play. People get deceived. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, do not let this material world deceive you. And then, in other places in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us that remember that this world is Allah Ta'ala makes mention it is a fitna. It is a trial. It is an examination. Allah Ta'ala refers to it as a fitna. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that, and he has warned us with regard to it. And it is made mention that حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلُّ خَطِيعَةٍ, that this love of this material world is a root cause of many, many evils. In one hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu said, two hungry wolves let alone on a flock of sheep will not do that much harm to the sheep the way love for dunya and love for fame will do to your deen. And therefore this dunya, more often than not, it leads us towards many, many negative things. لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Therefore Allah Ta'ala warns us, do not let this material world and this world and your children take you away from remembering Allah, which is your objective. Ye islami nuktai nazar se is maddi dunya ke do pehlu hai, ek nuksan da pehlu, aur usko Allah ne lahu aur khel kood se tabir kiya hai Quran mein, la'ibu wala, aazmaish aur fitna kaha hai usko. Dunya ki muhabbat فرمایا کہ ان تمام شروں کی جر ہیں. So this is one aspect with regard to this dunya. Another aspect with regard to dunya, which sometimes you and I, we don't value and we don't realize. And that is all benefit that we can get, whether it be benefit of this world or benefit of the year after. That particular benefit, we can't get it but through dunya, through this life. Therefore, this life, this zindagi, it becomes very valuable, because until you don't live dunya correctly, you don't use your zindagi and your life correctly, you can't get dunya, you can't get akhirat. We can't get jannat after dying. Huh? We can't get jannat after we die. Where are we going to get jannat? We're going to get jannat while we are alive. Dunya is darul amal, a place to make effort. Akhirat is a place of darul jaza, where you are going to get the consequences of your deeds. So where are you going to make? Where are you going to make effort? Where are you going to get jannat from? You are going to get jannat while you are alive. Then all of a sudden, this particular type of dunya, this life, becomes very, very important. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that jannat, where are you going to get jannat from? Jannat you are going to get from this dunya. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Right? Some ulama have said it's a hadith, some ulama have said it's not a hadith, but this particular principle is derived from the Quran and hadith. That dunya is a sowing ground for the year after. What you sow in this world, you are going to get in the year after. Now all of a sudden, you look at this dunya not as something just as a passing by phase. No, it's not a passing by phase. It is a foundation for you to lay, to do something that is good in this world, to do something that is good in the year after. How are you going to look after your children if you don't value life? How are you going to look after your wife if you don't value life? How are you going to do good deeds if you don't value life? How are you going to value and going to do akhirat, do it for the akhirat if you don't value life? You only can do positive things while you are alive. After you are alive, there is no more chance for you to do good deeds. Therefore, all of a sudden, you have to now value this life. Dusri taraf, ye dunya hame behtareen mawaqe farahim karti hai. Dunya aur akhirat ki tamam balaiya hum sirf is surat mein hasil kar sakte hai jab hum zinda ho aur apni zindagi ko sahi taur par istemal kare. Aur dunya akhirat ki keti hai, muthbat kaam karne ke liye is zindagi ki qadar kare. Value your life to be able to do something. Some people have made this very beautiful statement. You can't change the length and how much you're going to live. You can't change that. It's a part of our belief. Who can believe? Who can deny that? إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Mort is going to come upon everyone. Who can? Even a disbeliever doesn't deny death. How can a believer deny death? When the time comes, it is not brought forward a moment. It is not delayed. It is not taken forward a moment. It will come upon its proper time. You can't change that. But you can change the depth and the width of your life. You can't change the duration of your life, but you can make your life valuable by doing good in that life. That's why the dunya all of a sudden becomes very, very valuable. There's a hadith, which is a very amazing hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِذَا عَتَدْ أَحَدُكُمْ السَّاعَةَ فَلْيَغْرَسِ الْفَسِيلَ فَلْيَغْرِسَ أو كما قال, if any one of you is planting a seed, he's planting a plant, and while planting the plant, he hears the trumpet of Qiyamah. There's a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, and was looking at the this transmission of it. It said, "Ala sharti Muslim." It is as authentic on the shart of Sahih Muslim that when you are planting a plant and Qiyamah comes, don't say, "What is the use of me planting this plant? Qiyamah is here." Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi said, "Plant, plant that plant." Ulama have said there are many benefits we learn from this. One lesson is, be productive, do something good till the day you die. And the other meaning is that as long as you are alive, do good deeds. As long as you are alive, do good deeds. Don't say, yeah, Qiyamah, what I'm going to do by planting. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when you plant a plant, as long as people benefit from that plant, you get the reward of charity. As long as people benefit from that plant, you get everything. There is so many ways of achieving good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remove thorns from the path which people are using. One hadith, a person was doing that, Allah Ta'ala forgave him because he removed thorns from the path that people were using. So yeh zindagi bahut kimti hai. Hum jo hai woh bachpan ke zamane mein woh sunte the, ye dunya ye mehfil kisi kaam ki nahi, ye bahut kaam ki cheez hai. Kisne kaha ye kaam ki nahi hai? So this is a situation that we have to value this life, and only that can be valued if you've got good health. Al mu'minu qawi khayru min al mu'mini dha'if. Jami' at Tirmidhi's hadith. What a beautiful hadith. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, 1 year after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on, 1 year after our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on, he stood on the mimbar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qama ala al mimbar, and then he said, O people, 1 year before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on this mimbar. 1 year before this time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on this mimbar, and he started crying. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was telling people, he was making mention, he said, 1 year before, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, and on this mimbar he made mention of this particular hadith. And what is hadith? As'alu Allah al-afwa wal-afiyah. O people, ask Allah for afwa and afiyah. Ask Allah for safety and health. Ask Allah for safety and health. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَمْ يُعْتِ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. After yaqeen and after kalima and after iman, there is nothing better that you can ask of Allah than to ask Allah for health and safety. Where is it that people thought, we are going to ask for death? Huh? Death will come. When it comes, we have to be ready, whether you like it or not. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala sent him to Firaun. He said, go to Firaun and go with the message of Firaun. So what did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say? It's in the Quran. Inni qataltu minhum nafsan fa khafu an yaqtulun. Oh Allah, I killed a person from Bani Israel. I'm afraid of being killed. Not that he feared death. Death is a reality. But he said, I'm afraid of being killed. So while you are alive, value the health that you got. Value the life that you got. Because if you don't have life, you can't do good deeds. If you haven't had life, you can't help people. If you don't have life, you can't do anything beneficial. After you die, it's finished. One riwayat the ulama have written that when you go to the Qabristan, you make salam. Some riwayat say that they listen to your salam, but they can't reply to your salam. Some ulama say they can't reply to your salam because after death, there is no way they can do good deeds. Therefore, they can't reply to your salam. So while you are alive, value this particular life. As long as you are alive, you can do it. After life, there is no. Value your health, because Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, اِخْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. Value five things before five things. Amongst the five things, value your life before death overtakes you. Why did he say value your life before death overtakes you? Why did he say value your health before sickness overtakes you? Because when you're sick, you can't do things that you can normally do when you are healthy. These are things that come from the hadith. And these are things that come from our Sharia. So brothers, let us value this. And of course, we all know that we are in a situation where we are, Allah Ta'ala make things easy for everyone, brothers. No matter what we say, it's a challenging time. Those who have lost near and dear ones, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant those near and dear ones who have passed on. Every day we are seeing people who are passing on in different parts of our communities. Whoever has passed on, Allah Ta'ala, you know, grant them the rank of shaheed. Those who have passed on from this illness and pandemic. Allah Ta'ala elevate their status. Allah forgive their sins. Allah make their qabr a place of nur. Those who are the near and dear ones, Allah give them sabr. Those who are ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them cure. And those who are Allah has protected thus far, Allah Ta'ala continue protecting them. Ask Allah for afiyat. Let me conclude with one very beautiful hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also in Jami al-Tirmidhi. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, if anyone after Fajr and after Maghrib read three times, three kuls, kul huwallahu ahad, kul a'udhu bil falaq, kul a'udhu bin nas, three times. Teen kul apare. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from all calamities. So will you do this, my brothers? So ye jo hai na, ye aap apne umar ko barha nahi sakte, kyunki wo pehle se hi likhi ja chuki hai. Lekin aap apni zindagi ko sahi tarika istemal karte hue use kar aamad aur nafa bakhsh bana sakte ho. That's the message that I've got for you today, that we have got this life. Value the life, value your health, because while you got health, while you got life, you can do things. After that is very difficult, and as long as we got it, we got an opportunity to do good. We got the opportunity to do things that are beneficial. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq for understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.